You're listening to SBS News. Australia has been sending mixed messages to the world's number one tennis player, Novak Djokovic, over whether he's welcome in the country to defend his Australian Open crown in January. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Channel 7 unvaccinated players would be able to come to Australia provided they served a quarantine period as required by the states.
The same rules apply to everyone, whether you're a Grand Slam winner, a Prime Minister, a business traveller, a student or whoever. Same rules. The states will set the rules about the quarantine as they are.
So they'll be able to come in and quarantine unvaccinated tennis players?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the rule. That's the rule that applies where they have those arrangements. There are many people who still come to Australia at the moment under particular arrangements. But if you're not vaccinated, you'll have to quarantine in Victoria.
Mr. Morrison's comments contradict those made by the Federal Immigration Minister Alex Hawke last week when he told the ABC everyone who travelled to Australia would need to be fully vaccinated.
The government, in establishing its borders, has said that you'll need to be double vaccinated to visit Australia. That's a universal application, not just to tennis players. I mean, that's every visitor to Australia will need to be double vaccinated.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says unvaccinated players would be permitted to enter Australia and quarantine, but states would need to apply for exemptions to the current rules. Those rules currently restrict entry to Australia to Australian citizens and permanent residents unless there's an exemption. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says his government will not be applying for exemptions to bring in unvaccinated tennis players.
I was perfectly supportive of Minister Hawke's view, which I took to be the view of the federal government. It appears that's not the case. But in any event, when we don't control the borders, we don't issue passports and visas. Those who do have clarified their position, and I've been equally clear with you today, that we will not be applying for exemptions.
Daniel Andrews says the requirement to be fully vaccinated to attend the Australian Open applies just as much to players as it does to spectators and staff.
I'm not going to ask and actually require people sitting in the grandstand, people working at the event to be vaccinated while players aren't. So we're not going to be applying for an exemption. So therefore the issue is basically resolved.
Victoria has recorded 1,534 new COVID-19 cases and 13 deaths. In New South Wales, there were 304 new local cases and 3 deaths. The fatalities include a man in his 30s who'd received a single vaccine dose, and 2 people in their 70s and 80s who were unvaccinated. 90% of the eligible population in the ACT is now fully vaccinated. In Queensland, there were no local cases. From next week, more than 2,300 Queensland health employees will be banned from their workplaces for failing to comply with a vaccine mandate. Health Minister Yvette Duff says the government stands by its decision to insist that health workers are fully vaccinated.
We cannot afford to have large volumes of our health workforce off sick with the virus themselves and then potentially spreading that to patients and visitors. So we need a health workforce that is as protected as they possibly can be.
Travel exemptions to leave Australia will be scrapped as of the 1st of November for the fully vaccinated when overseas flights resume. The announcement's been made on a day when Singapore announced it would allow Australians to visit without the need for quarantine from the 8th of November. And booster shots will be made available to Australians aged 18 and over from 6 months after their second dose. This follows provisional approval by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. The Pfizer vaccine will be used for boosters. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.